Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
Sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zulak and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The new iPhone XR.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Chili peppers.
Let's welcome in a member of the New England Patriots, a guy who had a pick six on Monday night in Buffalo.
So slow.
Devin McCourty joining us here on Zulak and Bertrand. Hi, Devin.
How you doing?
Hey, did you get bugged by all the slow comments prior to you running 22 miles per hour the other night?
Nah, man. This week I'm fast. Next week I'll probably be slow.
Yeah, Kansas City, too, you ran down a kick returner. I mean, so this is nothing new for you. You're still fast.
Yeah, I'm still trying to hold on at the old age.
Were you shocked to learn you're the fastest guy in the NFL this season?
I don't believe that hype, so I'm not shocked because I don't believe it.
What was your brother trying to do, like running down a field like 5 yards behind you? He wasn't going to block him. He was trying to show other people he was fast, too.
Yeah, I mean, he clocked pretty high, too. I think he was like 21.8 or 21.9.
Now, see, they know the numbers. Don't tell me you don't study those numbers when they're put out.
Not Moses had to let us know.
Moses Cabrera, the strength coach.
Yeah.
But you'll do all that rubber band stuff, you know, like bands make you dance and like stretch and crazy stuff. What do you got, Beetle?
Devin McCourty with us here on Zulak and Bertrand. Now, what's your work week been like preparing to go against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
I think it's been like one of those weeks where we just had to dive full in. You know, we didn't really even spend much time on Buffalo because of the short week. We just jumped in on Green Bay, so a lot of weapons, obviously. One of the best quarterbacks to ever play going against Rodgers. So it's been a week, I think, of just a lot of preparation and trying to be ready to go Sunday.
Devin, I'm seeing sort of a slow progression here with this defense. You know, it's week to week to week, and I've talked to you before and asked you the question in postgame about your brother. And, you know, it seems like he's really playing well now and starting to fit in the scheme of what you guys ask him to do opposite Stephon. But talk about your front, like guys like Kyle Van Noy lining up in the right spot. I know High missed last week, but – you know, hopefully we'll get him back for this game. How important is the front in conjunction with what you guys do in the back end?
Oh, it's very important. I mean, I think our best football is played when both, you know, up front and in the back end, we're all playing well. So, you know, this is the type of game where you see that we really can't, you know, have the front play well and us not play well or vice versa, because with this team, you have to, you know, really be good at every level because they can attack you so many different ways. You know, you need to be able to rush the pass. You need to be able to stop the run. You need to be able to cover these guys. So that's something we've talked about this week of everyone being ready to go.
Devin, pretty much every team plays better at home. But do you feel like there's a bigger gap than usual between how well this team plays at home versus playing on the road? You look like a much better team when you're playing at home.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's hard to say otherwise. Like, you just look at the games, you know, it's right there in front of us. But I do think we're finding ways to win, and I think that'll help us later on. You know, I think right now, obviously, it hasn't been great starting off going 0-2. But I think the last couple weeks of going to Chicago, then going to Buffalo, and just finding a way to win has helped. But we know we have to continue to just get better on the road.
Does it seem when you guys play better wide receiver sets that, you know, they're going to move you down in the box more as opposed to last week, like against, not to discredit Buffalo for what they did, but you're pretty deep at safety. Do you like being up involved with Pat Chung, sort of in that box area at the line of scrimmage when you guys go with that big nickel look?
Yeah, just always understanding, like, the more you can do, I think that's really helped us with me and Pat can do multiple things. So I'm always ready for that when the defense kind of calls on it, like you said. And trying to be good at all those aspects. Obviously, it's not something I've always done, but when asked to do it and called upon, I've tried to be solid in that role as well as when I'm playing deep safety.
Devin, when you get ready for a guy like Aaron Rodgers, does it make it more difficult to prepare for him knowing that he can move and he can sort of break plays and he can dance around in the pocket for, you know, 10 seconds or more, which is extreme on some plays? Or is it sort of easier to know that, you know what, you can expect that and you got to be ready for that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's harder knowing that he's a guy that can stay in the pocket and make every throw, and he's a guy that can escape and move around and still make every throw on the run. So it's just, you have to really be disciplined in the rush and disciplined in the coverage, because no matter how well we rush, there's still going to be plays that he's able to buy time and create something. And then on those plays, we have to do a good job of plastering, you know, our receivers and sticking to them.
I go back to that game of 14 at Lambeau, and I remember Coach postgame. Like, I've never seen Bill in such a – I don't want to say he was in a good mood, but, you know, he was okay with the loss, and he stood there at the podium. Usually he's yes, no, and he's, you know, grumpier with us than he is with you guys. But he was content with that loss, because you guys went out to San Diego after that for the week, and then you went on a great Super Bowl run there. But, you know, did you ever see Bill – after a loss, the way he was in that game out in Lambeau in 14?
No, I mean, but we've had games like that where I think it hasn't worked out perfect for us. And it showed of our team. Like, I even think back to that year, even the Kansas City game. In a way, like, that just, it showed how much we fought to just keep playing, even though it didn't turn for us at all. Showed, I think, just a different aspect and character of our team. And I think that showed a little bit that game. And obviously it's not good to lose, but I think going into that next week, going to San Diego for a week kind of bonded us together, and that loss gave us something to build off of and improve for that year.
All right, so Devin, coming up this Tuesday, the Legends Ball for the YMCA Gala Benefiting Integration Initiative at the YMCA. You're going to be a part of this, right?
Legends Ball, yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome honoring guys that have done great work with the YMCA. And if you know anything about the integration program, it just integrates kids with special needs and all the other kids that attend the YMCA for different things, whether it be flag football, a bunch of different events. I've been to some of the practices and everything. So it's a great cause, and trying to raise money just to support all the different things that they do. So I've been going for, I think it's my ninth year now, and it's always been a great thing to be a part of.
And you've been a recipient on the other end. Brian Flores is going to get the award this year. How good has Coach been for you guys as defensive coordinator? And I know it's not the official title, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's been great, I think, from the part of, like we just said, him being honored shows just him as a person and as a coach. Like, he's not a guy that just wants to come in and affect us as football players, but he also wants to help us become better men and good men in the community.
So this is happening again Tuesday, November 6th, next Tuesday, Lake Pearl in Rentham.
Yeah,
that
Rentham
starts at 6 o'clock. If you want more information about attending this event, just go to HOCK. That's HOCKYMCA.org. That's HOCKYMCA.org. Brian Flores will be the recipient of the Legends Ball Award, and Devin McCourty will be taking part once again. So, Devin, that's a great thing you're doing.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you guys.
All right, man. I'll see you Sunday night. Good luck, buddy. Go get them.
Thank you. Appreciate it. See you then.
All right. Devin McCourty, Patriot safety with us here on Zolak and Burke.
So that's taking place, Lake Pearl. Luciano's right there in Rentham. It's a great spot. Nick Cattles had his wedding there. One of the greatest weddings I've ever attended. Lack of food.
It's amazing how many times that wedding has come up on this show.
Try drinking for 4 hours with no food.
You were a wreck.
People are like eating rolls.
You were a wreck.
I'm going to drive down to Cumbie's in the center of town, pick up some bread, bring it back and pass out.
Was Zona laying like, across a photo or something at one
Jim,
point?
Jim, how long were the pictures?
How long did you take photos? He's in the groomsmen photos.
You ended up in the groomsmen photo.
I staged a sit-in.
No, not in the wedding.
They were doing under the atrium, they were doing the photos. Not in a wedding, and I had staged a sit-in where I went laid down on the ground until they ended the pictures, because we didn't eat for 3 hours. People left the wedding before the food came out. They did. Jim, didn't we? Like, we took our food to go. We grabbed the food on the way out, and I'm grabbing it, like, in the bins. We're going home.
A lot of drinking happened before the food was served.
Let's get back to your call. 617-779-0985.
The bald head.
A few more thoughts on this game. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And Zoe mentioned NBC being all about this game. We got some more on that that we want to share with you. A story that was written on The Athletic yesterday. We'll get to that and Read and React coming up at 1136.
Hot takes.
Oh, yeah.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song. Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
A lot of talk going on these days about who is the greatest ever, about who has the titles, the raw talent, the most clutch moments. I get it. It's a tough call. I mean, even the jersey numbers are the same. But maybe the best way to settle this debate is to play it out head to head. I'll watch that.
NBC got the number one draft pick. They're Sunday Night Football. They're the league's premier window. And so they've been prepping for this game since June, according to Fred Gaudelli, the executive producer for Sunday Night Football for NBC, saying that he was overjoyed when they found out they were getting the game back in April. There was incredible excitement. Viewers have only seen this once. Now that Peyton Manning is gone, these guys are the two best quarterbacks along with Drew Brees. Well, wait, that's three, Fred. That's not two, that's three. But you know what that tells you is that he's a third in most people's minds.
Yep, but
Drew Brees goes third on this list.
And the cool thing about this is these are older guys.
Yeah,
this
not...
isn't Mahomes. This isn't, you know, the new breed.
Right.
This isn't Carson Wentz. Yeah, you could go on and on about new young talent. This is about old school matchups. And they got Brady walking down the tunnel in a dark tunnel with his helmet on. And then you got Rodgers firing the ball and the promo and the video, and they go to it. This is phenomenally done. And you have Jordan, Michael Jordan, reading over it.
He said it's not been seen. Drew and Tom have met more times than Aaron and Tom, and you want to see it because you know it will be two of the better teams in football.
Yeah.
And you want it because you have the potential for a game like we had with New England, Kansas City a couple of weeks ago, where whoever has the ball last will win the game. All of the things that make for high ratings, you have a great chance of getting with this matchup. They started brainstorming for ideas and promos like that one you just heard with Michael Jordan. And in-game segments for this one back in June.
It's like a playoff game. That's why I got so excited for a segment. And like a guy like Al Michaels, who has called everything. He is the Don. He is the best. He's giddy this week. He can't wait for Sunday night. Because you get to be in the middle of that. This is it. You know? These don't come around that often. This is like, what do you call that? That eclipse thing where that moon passes in front of the sun and all that?
Yeah. One thing that the group talked about was the definition of the word mastery and how to illustrate that during the broadcast. This is where it gets weird.
Yeah. See, this is where you don't want to do too much. Let the thing breathe.
He says you might also see something on the numerology of the number 12, which both Brady and Rodgers wear. Or
do we need that? Do we really need that?
No, it gets worse. I'm prepping everybody for how crappy this game broadcast will be on Sunday night.
You know when we need it? If this
the
was a Super Bowl,
should be good.
We had 7 days
the broadcast
talk about
will not. How about this? Or their shared Bay Area lineage, which includes a fondness for Joe Montana and a connection to that area.
Okay. See, I can see that, but the number 12, what is the number 12? Who cares?
They both wear it. So let's get to the numerology
Jim,
of it.
Jim, you got to calm down.
Yeah, Jim's very amped up.
This is Jim's day.
Very
man.
Edgy.
He's so worried about
this is
his
game
pitch.
Of the year.
This is.
Do you know why
we're not
going to
have another Football Friday?
Hold on.
This
do you know what?
Do you know why this can't be the game of the year though?
Oh, yes.
They're not in the same conference.
You don't look at it that way.
The rest of the schedule.
Don't look
you
at
tell
that
me
way.
That we're going to have
Pittsburgh.
This much anticipation about
Pittsburgh.
A game. Coming
Pittsburgh.
Up.
That's it. I think you will have anticipation for the Pittsburgh game.
That's it.
And the later we get into the year, the more important these games will become.
Vikings turn the ball over too much, and their defense isn't as good as we thought it
was going
to be.
We'll have a clearer understanding of where Kansas City is at. Right
yep.
now, there's one game that separates the two teams.
Right. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a better, like you said, Jim, this is a better feeling on a Friday going into this than you would divisional round playoff game.
When was the last time you felt?
The opponent, whoever's coming in here divisional round.
When was the last time you felt that the bye for this team, and more importantly, home field, is more important than what they've got right now? I can't remember a year where I felt like, oh, they absolutely need to be at home in the playoffs. the road is going to be problems.
Yeah, I think the bye is important. I don't worry about the number one, but the bye, yes.
I worry about the number one this year. I do. Because I think if you're going to Kansas City for an AFC championship game, you're not winning that. You're not winning there.
Yeah, but Tennessee went into Kansas City and won a playoff game last year. Pittsburgh won a couple years ago in Kansas City.
Yeah, they didn't have Pat Mahomes then. They had Alex Smith. They got a better team now. They're a better team, and they're at home.
It's only 8 weeks in the season.
Yeah, and the Patriots were better on the road last year and the year before.
I wouldn't worry. I think KC's going to get clipped. I do.
Okay.
They're going to go through a stretch where they may lose
two. That's great. I mean, that could totally happen as well.
Yep.
So the bye, very important. I would think that this year, more than others, if there's a shot to get the home field, oh, that would be very, very important to this team. Bay Area lineage, or one piece of research you will definitely see, is courtesy of Ken Hurt of Elias Sports Bureau. It's the record of Brady and Rodgers against Hall of Fame quarterbacks such as Brett Favre and Kurt Warner, and likely Hall of Famers such as Breeze, Manning, and Ben Roethlisberger. Now that, to me, seems relevant.
Current day, yeah.
That's
guys you could actually play against.
Something you'd be interested as a football fan to know about, not the numerology of the number 12. Here's more from Godelli saying there were so many great ideas, and if we were doing a one-hour documentary on the matchup, you could do a ton of stuff. One-hour documentary on the game? What? We're going to do a documentary now? But we're doing a football game, and only a few of these ideas will make it. He said the group will not ask for any additional time with the quarterbacks in the pregame production meetings. The quarterbacks usually give director Drew Esikoff, Al Michaels, Michelle Tafoya, and Chris Collinsworth about 25 to 30 minutes. How many people does Sunday Night Football travel with? So,
oh my God, it's
it's quite the crew.
I laugh because we did one in Detroit. The funny thing is, Detroit Stadium's down in the city, as you know, and it's like the main street. They had an entire street blocked off, closed down, for the 6 production trucks that Sunday Night Football travels with. It's amazing. It's
like,
amazing.
Like the catering that is required for those crews.
I get excited because and Al would come over and say, hey, Scotty, come on in and have some of the good stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's got the pickles in there that snap.
They get a different – the broadcast.
He knows I like pickles.
So. Get a different
– yeah. The fact that Al Michaels remembers my name and knows that I like the dill pickles spears.
Yeah.
The ones that snap.
He remembers your name.
Scotty, come on in. Get some of the good stuff. Wow.
It's Al freaking Michaels.
He went to ate at the Liberty Hotel last time he was in. He's good buddies with Patrick Lyons, as you know. He took care of me. He went and got the prime rib there at an Italian joint.
Yeah. So that's what you're looking for. You're going to see quite the produced game.
Yep.
On Sunday night, Patriots and Packers. Let's go to Rick, who's in Johnson, who's been hanging on. Hey, Rick.
Rick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Couple of things. You may want to drop in some Kiss because they're going on tour again, which is supposedly their final tour. I am the number one Pats fan because my girlfriend bought me a sign that says so. But
that seals it. That puts you in right there.
Well, yeah, I'm also the number one dad, so you know that goes.
I got a world's greatest dad cup though, but so that tops yours.
Oh, the cup definitely trumps the cap that I have. So
yeah. Anything else, Rick?
But anyway,
the game Sunday.
Anyway, am I going to the game? Is that what you're saying?
No. Do you have any thoughts on the game on Sunday?
Actually, I wanted to switch gears, if you don't mind, if you'll indulge me for just a minute about the Red Sox.
Okay, we can do that.
Can we do that?
Sure.
All right, thanks. I'm basking in the glow like everybody else, of course. But couple of questions I had, and I want to get your take on it, and then I'll hang up, let you guys roll with it. First of all, do you think they'll sign Kimbrel again?
No.
And do you think? Well, okay. Do you think Barnes or Brazier have the stuff to be a closer?
I don't love either one of them as an option. But
Brazier, maybe.
I think Brazier could be, sure. I think Barnes could be, too. He throws hard.
Well, I mean, aside from being able to throw hard, you have to have the mentality to go with it. I mean, you know, you have to have thick skin and all that stuff.
Sure do.
But anyway... the other question I had was, do you think they signed Nunez as a security blanket?
He's already back. He opted
he
in.
He picked up
in.
His option.
Nunez is back at $5 million. They've got Nunez. Joe and Revere. Joe.
Hey, guys.
Joe.
Good.
Hey, Joe.
How's your kid?
My son loves you. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was nice talking to him the other day. I enjoyed that.
You made his day. He had a smile ear to ear.
Attaboy.
We were front row center.
Joe, did you lose him for? Did you lose him for a couple minutes, I heard?
Yes, I did. Yes, yeah. I did. the cops grabbed him.
Those crazy cops.
I made him stand in one spot, you know? And I said, I'm going down to see if I can find a better spot. I come back.
And he's gone.
And he calls me, he goes, Daddy, I walked further down. I went,
My God. You know what, Joe? I'll take my kids to the mall, and like we'll go in the Macy's, and my kid he'll be walking with me. Next thing you know, he's hiding in one of those clothes racks. I'm like, where the hell did he go?
Joe, Patriots, right. Packers. Yeah, make sure you get on Patriots, flutter, Packers.
Yeah. Patriots, what do I think Packers. About that game? Yeah. I'm hoping they win. You know that I'm a Boston fan throughout.
I would root for the Packers.
I hope they can get the running game going, and the defense got to step up like it did in Buffalo, and we can sneak out a win.
All right, Joe. Let's hope for the best on Sunday night.
Oh, man,
that's your guy.
I love him.
Your guy. Yeah. Read and React coming up next.
Good.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics got a win over the Bucks last night. The first loss handed to the Bucks so far this season. Let's hear from Gordon Hayward, who, well, you know, it's all about taking what the opponent gives you, right?
Yeah, no, I thought we got a lot of open looks. We were kind of taking what they were giving us. They were leaving out, especially some of our bigs on pick and pops open from the three-point line, and those are good shots for us. We have to be able to hit those.
Gordon Hayward and Al Horford each had 18 points in the win last night. 117-113 the final. Celtics making 24 three-pointers in that game last night. That's a team record. They'll play again tomorrow night. Start a five-game road trip against the Pacers. Patriots getting ready for the Packers at Gillette Stadium on Sunday night. Green Bay, New England, prime time Sunday night football. No Rob Gronkowski at practice yesterday. Week 9 in the NFL began last night. 49ers beat the Raiders 34-3. Bruins off until tomorrow night when they visit the Nashville Predators. Headlines are brought to you by my hair doctors, Drs. Robert Leonard and Matthew Lopresti. 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's time to rage.
Did you see Phil running away from the...
Oh, Jesus!
And react.
You don't think you could have beat off that shark?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Sanitarium.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How many days till next summer? Till we can
I just
beat
want
sharks
to say it's a very good thing that we have the ability to have a live feed of what we are doing on television now. We didn't have that in our old studio when Felger and Maz were on. We didn't have a live feed back from the TV.
Right. It was delayed.
Zoe now knows when he's able to make inappropriate gestures and not have it be on TV.
Right. Yes.
Can't do that.
There it is.
There we go. All right. Let's get to Read and React.
What was it? Popping corks? 2018 Red Sox, baby. Popping cork.
Popping corks.
No, popping bottles.
Popping bottles. Who is that? Who is that?
Uncorking.
What do they call that?
And then uncorking of the bottles.
Lyons doesn't know how to uncork a bottle?
Is that a bottle opener? What do you call that?
That guy refused to drink.
Unscrew the caps? Is that what you call that?
Popping bottles?
The 49ers.
Popping corks?
Or the Raiders, I should say.
Do you ever buy wine with a screw cap?
No.
Boone's Farm. No. It's good stuff.
Boone's, they sell Boone's. We used to go to Penn State, and I used to get $3 would buy a bottle of Boone's wine.
Yeah.
And
Mad
it's
Dog?
Just, it is the college
You just
wine.
Call Steve Lyons a drunk? Is that what you did? Sort of?
I just heard some things. That's all.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, hang on.
Did he switch to Tito's now that he's on Awaken 180?
Damn right.
Raiders got blew out by the 49ers last night, 34-3. San Francisco quarterback Nick Mullins.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, the guy Jim was making fun of yesterday.
Yeah.
And I actually doubled down on him because I never heard of his name before.
Three touchdowns.
Nicky Mullins.
Three touchdowns in his first NFL start. And then Aaron Andrews talked to me after the game. Apparently he got emotional.
How did you go out there and make this look so easy?
It's everything I dreamed of. You know, it's only one game, though, which is very important. But, you know, I've been in the organization for 2 years and just try to learn as much as I could, prepare like I'm the starter every week, and this week was my week. So just got to take advantage of opportunities when they come, and they came.
He looks like a little boy. He looks like he's four.
You can't do that.
He looks like a high school kid. Don't you ever cry, boy.
You cannot cry.
Don't you cry. Look at Derek Carr. What Derek Carr show you last week?
You are the leader of men. You cannot cry like that for winning a regular season game.
I was told you are a calm, cool, and collective guy, but look.
Or collected.
But it's clearly not
collective.
Because you're sitting here and you're a puddle because you won a game over the lowly Raiders.
It's like you are getting emotional. How does this feel for you?
I'm calm, cool, collective until I have to bring my emotions.
Collected, you two dummies.
They're so stupid.
And, they'll come out, so. I just love football. I've grown up, played since second grade, and
this is why
you play for stuff like this.
That's what all football players do. You grow up and you play football. God, kid. You know what I did after my first start? I took the TV cameras, got them on a plane, and I said, we're going to Clark's. We're getting right off the plane when we land.
And Clark's,
I was crying.
You went
fell down the stairs.
Right down the stairs at Clark's.
Fell head over tea
kettle. Things are steep, too. I get it.
I got to tell you, before the game, Brett Favre tweets you and wishes you good luck. You have now been verified on Twitter because of your performance tonight. Do you have any idea?
I don't want to listen to
this. They verified him in the middle of the game.
What do you think she makes a year?
He's an NFL quarterback.
$2 million, easily.
Right north.
Aaron Andrews?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone that had, like, these, you know, great ideas, you know, was going to be a talk show host. Wasn't really just going to be the sideline reporter. Whatever happened to all that? Whatever happened to all those grand plans? Still in development.
What's waiting for you on your phone or maybe when you leave the stadium performance tonight?
No, I don't. And I don't really want to check, to be honest. I'll talk to my friends back in Birmingham. Other than that, I'm just going to enjoy the win of my teammates.
Oh, you're blubbering.
I'm rooting against him now.
I hate both of you.
I didn't know this had happened. I'm rooting against him now. That's
it.
Nick Mullins.
Like what?
This, you know, the Mario Williams is it just sits.
If we don't get at least five of those on Sunday night from Sosa, we've all lost.
I agree. I'll get him out of them.
As Zoe knows, the Ravens host the Steelers on Sunday. Baltimore defensive coordinator Wink Martindale talking about Le'Veon Bell's holdout. Still holding out.
This guy's good for a quote. So what does he got?
I hope he shows up like right before the game.
No, you don't, because everything you planned for just went out the window, bro.
And they want to play him. It's like this. I think it's like since 2015.
What?
Is this guy, you sure this isn't Bruce Arians and he came back in disguise as Wink Martindale and I said I'm going to take a game show host because I'm going to drink me some of that paint. I'm sitting there and then my brother, I'm lactose intolerant.
I don't remember what Bruce Arians sounds like.
He sounds just like this guy.
If you look at their stats, there's a lot of stats in different categories that the Steelers are actually better without him. You know, they're better in those categories since 2015 without Le'Veon, so that might be why he's riding a jet ski down in Miami right now. I don't know.
Yeah, they're better.
Wow.
The other running backs have better stats right now because they're getting the ball. What else? Passing yards have increased because Le'Veon Bell isn't there running the ball.
This is great because Terrell Suggs this week always wears that F Pittsburgh, F, and he spells it out on his T-shirt. He just wears it all 5 days. These two cities hate each other. This is great.
Wink.
Breathe. Want to do it?
Where was that from? I don't know.
Browns host the Chiefs. This is his first game under interim head coach Greg Williams. I can't believe Greg Williams is the head coach of the Browns. Not Todd Haley, but okay.
Since I left Buffalo, I've had 11 letters sent in to interview for head coaching jobs.
Don't do it.
And all of them behind the scenes I have, and four of them I didn't even have to show up, just signed a contract and come. But, you know, the structure has to be correct, and, you know, I have my thoughts on how things have to be done.
Why when you're asked about, you know, you're gigging, and you said, well, this is so typical Buffalo, too. And I know he's in Cleveland. Like when he left Buffalo. Remember when, who the hell was that? Buddy Nix? Can't tell you how many phone calls we had about their head coach
position. Right.
Everybody wants to be head coach here. Why do you gotta oversell yourself?
I don't know.
Shut up.
You're already there.
Yeah.
You're there.
Can't tell you how many I could be head coach at five other teams right now.
Two of them not even in interviews. Yeah. Just sign a paper. Show up.
I would love to somebody. Hey,
I don't know what you do, but I don't need to know. I want to offer you money and come coach my team.
Two of them were legit no-show jobs. It was some kind of a scam. I don't know. Just give me a check. Someone else run the team. I'm staying here.
I'm not going anywhere.
Who do they play?
Reed. They're winning too much in Boston now. It's gone to their heads.
React.
They play the Chiefs.
They play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh,
good luck with that.
Look out, Mahomes.
Have fun.
Mahomes better have eyes in the back of his head. What do you think that bounty's at?
Okay, here we go. Final one.
I ain't right.
This is Chris Sims.
I'm telling you. You think Tiger Stripes?
Yeah, just ain't right.
You think Tiger Stripes change their stripes? That dude's in private defensive meetings telling him take his head off.
New bounty.
Go, those dudes don't change. We've had them.
Go for the keel.
Yep.
Chris Sims from NBC Sports told a story about playing hurt while he's on with Mike Florio this week. I've not heard this.
The only game in my career, you know, other than the spleen game, of course, I was dying. I don't know what other to say there. But it was the only game in my career where I got into the fourth quarter and I said, man, I'm already sore. Like, usually you don't get sore to the next day. I was already sore. And Vince Wilfork hit me in my pelvic bone one time, Mike. And I got a black and blue above my genital private areas there.
Oh, God, here we go.
And yes, my genitals were purple and yellow for like 2 weeks.
Should we listen to the rest of this?
Your pelvic right here?
Yeah.
Like this bone?
Yeah.
Easy.
So, can you imagine that? Like, take it off.
No.
Can you picture that?
No, I don't want to picture that.
I can't.
Take it off your pants and go, it's the L.A. Lakers down there. What the hell is going on? I mean, I was so beat up after that game. It was unbelievable.
Look at you, you little Laker fan, you.
Purple and yellow Lakers. Can you imagine being tackled just around the waist so hard that it bruises your
helmet.
Junk.
I don't know how you get
for
hit.
A week.
A Vince Wilfork helmet to the junk? Yeah, I can imagine that's not pleasant.
Oh, I played football for like 30 years. I never got hit in a pelvic bone. Like, I've been hit everywhere. Never, like, that's hard to. I don't know, you feel around. Like, that's hard to get hit there.
I don't know. You're a waste. I imagine
it's
it happens
not really
all
that,
the time.
That unbelievable. Though.
I mean, how many times we sit here and say, okay, this guy's out this week. He was limited pelvic bone.
You don't get those. Ankle, knee, back, shoulder,
pelvic bone. Zero.
I don't know that he missed any time.
Black and blue.
But it was purple and yellow.
Purple and
yellow.
Hello, Red Sox Nation!
React.
How did he make it in, but Baker didn't?
Oh, Baker might.
We might hear him at 150.
Nice. Yeah. Baker might make it in over Josie, too. A couple drops here and there.
Look at all that swag!
Yeah! Thank you, Artie.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
It's Feed the Fan Fridays, presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985, will score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their fandom. StopandShop.com. Phil Perry's going to be with us in about 10 minutes. Top of the hour here on Zolak and Bertrand.
They just seem a little weird. Surrender, but don't give yourself away.
Coming up at 12:50, about an hour from now, we will also be giving away a pair of front row tickets to Comics Come Home tomorrow night at the Garden. So we've got a lot to get to here.
Sweet.
All right, that's coming up at 12:50. Front row seats that we will give away to Comics Come Home. Very big giveaway. 617-779-0985. Mike Giardi of NFL Network, previously of NBC Sports Boston. He says Rob Gronkowski is expected to play this coming weekend. He will play on Sunday night against the Packers. And he's expected to practice today, which is the most important part of that.
I also expect him to go off on Sunday night. I do. I think this is sort of like setting up to be one of those where everything's down, everything's trending down for him, and then boom. Wake his ass up. Get him the ball. Get him the ball early in this game. Got to feed him early.
So Gronk is going to practice today, which brings us back to the conversation yesterday. What the hell was yesterday? Was it a mental health day?
Could have been a scheduled day off, yeah.
Still, I wanted to check just to make sure. It's still back and ankle listed. So no illness, no nothing else, not injury-related designation. Right. It was just back and ankle.
Back and ankle. I think that's what it was. I don't think it was the back and ankle. I think it was a mental health day. Go. It's defense day. We don't need you here.
Go to some nightclub.
Why don't you go home?
Why don't you go
do something?
Why don't you go to some nightclub?
Hang out with the girlfriend.
Go find old Rob.
Okay, go find the old Gronk for us.
We want Big Gronk back.
Yes, we want Big Gronk back is what we want. Speaking of Gronk, Scott in North Carolina wants to talk about that very topic. I don't know if we can go to him or not, if he's doing something else. Scott?
They had a bar. I mean, they had a fridge with three or four taps.
Oh, ooh. Three or four taps. That's cool.
Hello?
Yeah, Scott.
Hi. You've been on the air.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I'm sitting here drinking a beer in Western North Carolina.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, though?
What's up?
Three or four taps.
Mm-hmm. What's up with these taps?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of craft breweries in Western North Carolina. But anyways, I love you guys' show. Yeah. Pat season, I can't get enough of your guys' podcast. But I have one comment concern about Gronkowski.
Yes.
The Bills game. Early, maybe, I don't know, second quarter, I'm guessing. Tom goes to throw a back shoulder to him, throws it high. Gronk jumps, spins around, can't really get his hands on it, lands awkwardly on his back in his hind side.
Yep.
So he got up gingerly.
Yeah.
He looked like, at that point, he wasn't the same the rest of the game.
Okay. That's all it takes, man.
I haven't heard any talk all week, even with Felger and Maz, about like that one play. To me, it seemed like that took him out of the game.
Yeah, well, whenever he goes down and goes down hard, I hold my breath every time he gets hit because you never know when he's going to get up. And for a guy that's been through what he's been through, when you go up and you try and stretch and you end up falling on your back, Hardy, you've had back problems. There's a
Hardy,
team.
Hardy, you can relate.
Every time you bring up Gronkowski, you say, Hardy, you have back problems.
No, but you
nothing
know,
to do with what Rob Gronkowski, but I agree with you.
You fear the old injury. You fear the old injury because you can land on something and you get that, it's a tingle, it's a burning something where, you know, around where the surgery happened or there's a slight pinch and you hold your breath and you're like, and you hesitate. You get up and you're a little gun shy after that. And maybe that's part of it with him. Like every time he gets hit, there's a little tingle feeling, and it takes him maybe a series or two to get back up and running. I don't know. This guy could be onto something. Sorry, Hardy, for bringing him in.
No, I just
not that you're Gronkowski.
Right. I mean, I hurt mine doing laundry, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, you've thrown your back up before, just been over, and then every once in a while you go to bend over to tie your shoe, and, uh-oh, I feel something, and it doesn't go out.
I get nervous for some reason. I don't know what it is. It's when he lands hard with, like, the ball.
Yeah.
You know, he's clutching the ball and he lands on his chest or lands on his stomach. And I think it's because a couple of years ago, I think he re-injured it on one of those plays. It's not like he got hit from the side and you see the spine bend.
It's not the hit that hurts him.
He went to the ground.
It's the collision.
Ball, you know, tucked up underneath him. And that was the one where he seemed, I think he was injured after that one. It was a back injury, you know, it was a re-injuring of the back. But you're right. I mean, since college. And once it's there, unfortunately, I don't think it ever really goes away.
Right.
Same thing with it's not specific to the back of the player or anything else. Guys who have high ankles, is that going to be an issue for them going forward for months and years afterward? Probably, because it's such a tough thing to heal. And it's just the way the body works, it's difficult to get over it, and it seems prone to re-injury more than other injuries. So yeah, I get nervous too. Just you don't know. For yesterday, I'm with you guys. I think it was a mental health day. I think the coach said
it's a Tuca day.
What are you doing? Yeah, you're talking about how you missed the end zone. The end zone missed me. I don't know. Why don't you get out of here and get your head straight?
Hey, you weirdo, get out of here.
Yeah, you're
the hell was wrong with you yesterday?
Who are you? You're creeping everybody out. Yeah, go away.
It's getting uncomfortable with you and all this sadness.
Yeah, this sadness and smart stuff. Like,
what do you want?
Go.
You want a day off? Get on out of here.
Mm.
Go get right, would you? Straighten out whatever you need to straighten out. Come back tomorrow. Be ready to go. That's what I think probably happened. Jamie is in Georgia. We got North Carolina. We got Georgia. We're all over the map today.
Georgia.
Jamie.
Hey, guys. How are you? I love the show. Listen to you on the Sports Hub app every
Thank
day.
You. Thank Pound you. That app.
Much appreciated.
Tap that app.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually really excited because tomorrow we're going to be flying up myself and my wife to see the game.
Sweet.
So we're looking forward. And she is born and raised in Milwaukee, so you know what that's all going to be
yeah,
about.
Yeah, cheesehead, huh? Yeah,
like Felder.
Yep, 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 born and raised. My question is, with Green Bay getting rid of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Ty Montgomery, if you think Rodgers is going to try to air it out a little bit more than he has been, and with the absence of Clinton Dix, you think Brady's going to be airing it out as well?
Well, I mean, I think you're going to air it out regardless against Green Bay because they're not really good against the pass. They don't have backers that can really run. They drop Clay Matthews. It's a lot of zone drops that they drop him on, and he kind of polices the middle. They're going to want to send him to attempt to get pressure on Brady. That's the problem. Is you play zone against Brady, he'll pick you apart. A little concerned with Jimmy Graham in this game. Because that's a guy that you kind of forget about because of what they have on the outside. Well, with Adams and company and Cobb, I think that those are damn good guys on the outside. And then all of a sudden you get this guy. Who's going to be having him? Is it Chung on? It's going to probably end up being Chung and McCourty, you know, end up taking Jimmy Graham in this game. And Jimmy Graham's not the same guy he used to be, but that's a guy they went to and fed in that San Francisco game.
Do you know why they traded Ha-Ha Clinton Dix? He's living on his name.
Ha-ha.
He is. He's living on the name. When he came out, he was a highly touted prospect.
Yeah.
Highly touted player. And sort of still living on the name recognition all these years later. They got rid of him because they thought getting rid of him would make it things better there. He sort of had become an issue, sort of a pain in the butt in the locker room. He'd openly stated that he thought he'd be playing somewhere else next year. He was constantly out of position. He wasn't making tackles. Like they got rid of him because they thought they could, you know, get rid of the headache. Same goes for Ty Montgomery. I was disappointed that they traded Ty Montgomery this week. I think that sort of eliminates that distraction and the nonsense that was going on there last week.
Yeah.
If he was still there right now, you'd be talking about it. Oh, they got this issue with their running back, and he had this horrible mistake last week coming out of the end zone, completely disobeying orders from his coach. Like that sort of got eliminated. They got rid of those guys. I don't think that makes them worse.
They got this kid that could scoot too, and Aaron
Very
Jones.
Very Patriots-like move they made.
Aaron Jones has
week.
Been taking over for him at the running back position. He had a PED suspension to start the year. So he's a little bit of a quick guy, one of those scat back type guys. So he could be a problem for the backers coming out of the backfield.